弟兄姐妹，大家早！
大家平安。Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace be with you.
很多老朋友啊
，I see
有很多新面孔
，a lot of new faces as well.
表示教会在增长啊。
That means there's growth.
感谢神。
Thanks be to the Lord.
啊，我们都晓得，如果你们熟读圣经的话啊，保罗在罗马监狱里面写了四封书信。
Well, no. If you're familiar with the with the scripture, if you read the scripture, well, we all know there are four prison epistles.
我们叫做监狱书信，他刚讲了。
We call them the prison epistles.
其中的以弗所书注重教会是基督的身体。
Among them is the book of Ephesians, with a focus on.The church as the body of Christ.
那哥罗西书呢，就注重基督是教会的头。
As for the book of Colossians, the focus is shifted to the church, to Christ as the head of the church.
那哥罗西书讲到福音为真理的道。
The epistle of the book of Colossians teaches.The truth of as Christ.
基督的福音真是神的一个真的知识。
And it's the true knowledge, the gospel of Christ is the true knowledge of God.
并不是人间的遗传。
And this is, it has nothing to do with the human tradition.
不是世上的小学。
Nor is it, about the basic principles of the world.
更不同于当时所谓的异端。
But of course, it's very different from any of the heresies of the day.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第二章就讲到说，神的奥秘就是基督。
In chapter 2, Paul says the mystery of God is Christ.
二章九节头开头两个字，因为。
Pay attention to the first.Word, and which is for.
Yeah. 因为在哥罗西书二章十六节到第三章十七节这一大段经文里面讲了四个所以。
The word or its equivalent appears four times in this passage of scripture, starting with chapter 2, verse 16, all the way through chapter 3, 17.
那四个所以是跟这个因为而来的。
They all hark back to this word for.
因为我们在基督里面得了这么丰盛的救赎的恩典。
Because of the abundant grace of salvation and grace that we received in Jesus Christ.
让受了基督脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
That we'll be able to shed our fleshly desires and experience the circumcision in Jesus Christ.
而且与基督拥有一同复活的生命。
And we have come into a resurrected body with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗就说，我们信耶稣的人到底应该怎么样来行事为人呢？
And then Paul, his challenge comes, how do we live out our lives?
哥罗西书第二章的十六到二十三节就是讲在基督里面的自由。
So we see a clear focus in Colossians 2, verses 16 through 23. It focuses is on the freedom in Christ.
那段经文怎么讲呢？他说：“所以不拘在饮食上或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。你们若是与基督同死，离了世上的小学等等等等。”
What does that scripture passage teach us? Here we go. Therefore, don't let anyone judge you in regard to food and drink, or in a matter of a festival or a new moon, or a Sabbath day, if you died with Christ to the elemental forces of this world.
所以这里记载了第一个所以跟第一个若。
And this is what we refer to as the first for or the first therefore.
所以保罗他很慎重地告诉信徒们说，你们既然在基督里面得了丰盛的救恩，就不可让人在这些律法的规条的事上被人家论断。
So, Apostle Paul carefully crafted the teaching in Christ, you should not stand judged by the various ceremonial regulations of the law.
一个人的得救与否不在于遵不遵守这些律法上的规定。
One's salvation is not dependent on following the regulations and laws.
因为没有一个人呢能够行律法在神面前被称为义。
Nobody is going to be perfect living out the law before God and receive his justification.
所以我们被称为义是因为神的恩典，是耶稣基督的救赎加上我们对神的一个信心。
Our justification before God is purely His grace, and we are called justified by His grace.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we are full of thanks for your grace.
因为你是配得我们敬拜的主。
You're worthy of our praise.
愿圣灵带领我们明白真理，进入真理。
May the Holy Spirit guide us into the truth.To understand the truth.
愿圣灵带领我们下面敬拜的时间。
May the Holy Spirit lead our worship.
祷告感谢是奉主的名求。
Give thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
那在今天的经文里面，三章一到四节呢，一开头保罗又用了"所以"这个词。
In today's scriptural passage, in chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, Apostle Paul.Uses again the word for.
也第二次用了这个若这个字。
I believe the word is since, which is used a second time around.
所以保罗向哥罗西的信徒挑战一个崭新的人生，一个思考的模式。
Paul is actually putting forth a challenge to the believers at Colossae, about a new way of thinking.
所以他说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督在神的右边。
And this is what he says, so if you have been raised with Christ, seek what is above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
那这边用的若字啊，并不表示说保罗对将要说明的事有任何的不确定性。
And this is not about uncertainty, which he's going to talk about.
而是他指将要讲的东西一个确定性。
Rather, he focuses on what is coming, the certainty of things that he's going to.
如果我们来看新译本的翻译就比较清楚。
And if we look at the new Chinese translation of the Bible,
所以你们既然与基督一同复活，就应当寻求上面天上的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。所以这边的三章一节的这个与基督一同复活，跟前面二章二十节与基督同死，其实是对我们很有关系，特别指到我们属灵生命上一种经历。
Rather, it points toward a sort of a spiritual experience. If you look at that verse, chapter 3, verse 1, in comparison with verse 220.It focuses on the experience of our spiritual life.
所以当我们认罪悔改，我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主跟生命的主之后，
So when we confess our sins and repent and receive the Lord as our Lord and Savior,
我们知道圣灵内住在我们心里。
And then we know that about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us.
耶稣基督也借着圣灵的内住，也住在我们心里。
Through that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Jesus resides in us, lives in us.
所以你们记不记得保罗在罗马书第六章这样讲过
？Do you still remember in Romans 6, this is what Paul said.
他说：“我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
”He says that our old self has been crucified with Christ.
接着他说：“我们若是与他同死，就信必与他同活。”
And if we believe that we have died with him, we also have to believe that we are going to be raised with him as well.
那圣经上讲，基督的复活有多种不同的意思啊。
There are a lot of meanings as to the concept of resurrection with Christ in the scripture.
比如说，他的复活是一种证明，证明他确确实实是神的儿子。
For example, his resurrection is provides a sort of proof that he really lives. He really is raised.
他的复活是一个典范，让我们与他会一同的复活。
And his resurrection is also representative, typical of what is going to happen to us. We will be raised with him.
他的复活是一种能力，让我们能够经历神的大能。
And his resurrection stands for power, sort of empowerment that we will experience the power of resurrection with him.
他的复活是一个应许，我们将来也有一个复活的身体。
And his resurrection also stands as a promise that we will experience the same.
然而，在哥罗西三章一节讲了我们的复活，那个复活是指我们在基督生命上一种联合。
Back to Colossians 3:1, that resurrection being raised with Christ signifies a union of life with Christ.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，我们的灵命也跟着复活了。
When Jesus was raised, we were raised as well spiritually.
这个并不是一个思想上面的假设啊。
And this is not a posture.
这是一个生命上实际的联合。
This is an actual experience of union of life.
但我们必须用信心来接受。
And this is something that requires acceptance by faith.
所以保罗说什么呢？他说我们既然与基督一同复活，就应当寻求天上的事，而不单只是寻求天上的事，你们要思想思念天上的事。
So this is Paul, what Paul says, if we are raised with Christ,Then we are necessarily we have to focus, we have to seek after things above, set our minds on heavenly things.
寻求这两个字啊，在原文的意思非常丰富哦。比如说，是得。
The word seeking, seek after, is a full of meaning. For example, it can mean try to obtain.
力求。
To aim at.
想要拥有。
Desire to possess,
热衷非常想获得或者醉心于某些事
zealous to set a horse on something.
那至于思念这个词呢，意思是思想自在某些事
As for setting minds on something, that means to dwell on something, to have a set purpose.
所以思念这两个字不单单是我们理智的行动
Therefore, settingOur minds on something does not only refer to our intellectual mindset.
也包括我们的意志上一种积极决定的行动。
It also points to a volitional action.
我知道我们心中的想法哦，决定我们的价值观。
The way of our thinking is will determine our value system.
然后我们的价值观呢，决定我们的人生观和我们人生所追求的方向。
And our value system is going to be determinative about value of life, where we will be headed.
所以啊，使徒保罗的讲法就是说，我们既然与基督一同复活了，我们的心中的渴求啊，思想愿望，也说我们整个人的心智跟情感。应该是焦聚于天上的事。
So this is essentially what Paul is saying. If we have been raised with Jesus Christ, all of our thoughts, our desires, and all would be well focused on things above.
所以我们既然真的与基督一同复活
，If we truly are raised with Jesus Christ,
我们有了属天的生命。
Thereby coming into a heavenly life,
我们就很自然应该有属天的需要。
Naturally, we'll have needs in the heavenly from the heavenly realm.
从前我们追求物质的事情。
We used to run after things of this world, material things.
现在我们想追求属灵的事。
Now we are set seeking after spiritual things.
从前我们追求看得见的东西。
We used to run after things that we see. We could see.
我们追求的看不见的东西。
Now we are seeking after things that are unseen.
在美国南方有一个很有钱的大财主。
was a rich man in America South.
他请教会的老牧师来家中用便饭吃便饭。
He invited the aging pastor from a local church to dine with him.
吃完饭之后，他把这个牧师带到他的房顶的花园上面。
After they ate, the rich man took the pastor to his penthouse.
他要告诉牧师他多么富有。
He wanted to show how much riches he had.
他指着屋前一望无际的牧场跟其中的牛羊说：“这些都是我的。”
And he was pointing toward the pasture in the distance and telling the pastor, "Well, all of that is mine."
他指着右边一大片的麦田说：“那个也是我的。”
To his right, was a huge patches of wheat field, and he says, "Those are mine as well."
他指着山后一片那个山坡，他说：“那地全是我的。”
Pointing to the hilly area in the back of his house, he went on confirming that was mine as well.
然后这个聪明的老牧师哦，笑一笑就指天上。
Well, with a smile, the pastor pointed his finger.Above.
你在那里有多少
？How much do you have up there？
啊，这位财主被问得目瞪口呆。
And he was pretty much floored.
他说：“哦，对不起，牧师啊，我还没有想到那方面的事情呢。”
And he said, "My apologies, Pastor. I haven't set my mind on that yet."
所以保罗说：“原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。”
And that's why we have this from Paul, so we do not focus on what is seen, but what is unseen, for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
一个真正与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活的人，他应该是以永恒的角度来看每一件事情。
One should focus his attention for his life. Things that are eternal, if that person died and was buried and resurrected with Christ.
而且来决定他人生所追求的目标。
And that's how he would determine his life's goals.
所以保罗在哥罗西书三章一节一开头他就说了，所以你们既然与基督一同复活，就应当寻求天上的，是那里有基督坐在神的右边。
And that's why Apostle Paul starts Chapter 3, this way. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek what is above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
那里有基督坐在神的右边，这句话激励了我们所有的人。
This is rather motivational. Think about it. This is where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
因为基督在天上。
Because Christ is in heaven.
他坐在父神的右边。
And he's seated at the right hand of God.
所以我们这些与基督一同复活的人应该是羡慕跟追求在天上的事。
Those of us who have been raised with Jesus Christ, we should admire things above.
你们知不知道我们是与基督一同坐在天上？
And do you know that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms?
你说你怎么知道？
Well, you would ask, how do you know?
保罗在以弗所第二章这么讲。
Oh, this is what Paul says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
他说：“然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。”
Because of his richness, the richness of mercy, when we were still sinners, God resurrected us and raised us to be with Christ.
然后在二章六节他就说了，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7, this is what Paul says, together with Christ Jesus, he also raised us up and seated us in the heavens.
这边的天上哦，是指一个超自然的实体。
This is about a supernatural entity. The heaven itself
是属灵的， 是看不见的，摸不着的。
This is spiritual. It's unseen. It's invisible. It cannot be touched.
但是是非常实际的。
But it's real.
我打一个比方啊。
Let me give you an example.
我们这边很多人都是从中国、台湾、香港来这边留学的、啊。
So a lot of us here today, we are from, we came to study from mainland China, Taiwan, Hong Kong.
我们学理工科的很多到美国来读书啊。
Those of us who are interested in science and technology, we came to study in America.
四十多年前我在申请来美国读书的时候。
More than 40 years ago, I applied to study.
哎呀，真羡慕那些读理科的同学啊！
Oh, I really admire. I was envious of those who came over to study science.
他们主修数学、物理或化学的。
They would study math, physics, and chemistry.
你成绩好，可以申请到全额奖学金呢。
And if your grades, your GPA was good, then you would be able to get a full scholarship.
我们学工科的，工程 engineering 啊。
Oh, when we as for us studying engineering.
你工科再好，很难申请到全额奖学金的。
It doesn't matter how good a student you are. I mean, it's very hard to get a full scholarship.
所以我们很羡慕读理科的学生那个时代。
And we are really envious of those people who major in science.
他们拿到的全额奖学金。
And with their full scholarship,
看不见摸不着。
This is something we could not see.
但是非常的实际啊。
But that was very practical.
他们在办留学手续，胸有成竹啊，就在美国了。
So if they started processing their applications for admission purposes,
那个时代大部分人都很穷的。
To come over here, and they had this sense of certainty.
我们去办留学手续呢
As for us, if we wanted to get on with our arrangements to come over to study,
还要去借钱准备付学费买机票
And we were forced to borrow money for the payment of our tuition.
那些有全额奖学金的同学就胸有成竹。得意的这样子慢慢就出国了。
But whereas the other people majoring in science, they were so self-conceited in a way that they knew they were coming over to study.
这个天上是一个超自然的实体。
So we're talking about a heavenly realm, so this is a supernatural entity.
在以弗所书第一章三节也出现过。
The same phrase also appears in the book of Ephesians,Chapter 1, verse 3.
那里说神在天上神在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Where Paul says that God has blessed us with every spiritual gift from above in Jesus Christ.
基督在哪里我们也在哪里。
Where Christ is, that's where we shall be.
我们的肉身虽然在地上
，Even though we are stuck in a physical being,
但是我们是天上的国民。
But we are the citizens of heaven.
我们的国籍在天上。
Our citizenship is of heaven.
所以我们人生追求的目标也应该像一个天上的国民。
And therefore, our life goals should be those of a citizen of heaven.
哎，你们知道？关于三章一节讲的坐在神右边的含义吗
？Look, do you know the meaning of the phrase "seated at the right hand of God" in Colossians 3:1?
第一个，它指特权。
That refers to sort of a privilege.
比如在诗篇110篇第一节这么讲。
And that's taught in Psalm 110 verse 1.
或者耶和华对我主就对基督说：“你坐在我的右边。”等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
The Lord said to my Lord, to have your enemies sit at the right hand, at your feet.
第二个讲到能力。
Second refers to power.
在以弗所书第一章20节这么讲。
And that's in Ephesians 1:20.
他说就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Where it says that with the mighty power that he seated Jesus at the right hand of God in the heavenly realm.
第三个讲到他的卓越。
It refers to a sense of superiority.
在希伯来书第一章第三节这么说，他说他就是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，洗净了人的罪，就说就坐在高天至大者的右边。
There's a lot, but the sense of superiority is in verse, in Hebrews, book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, that Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory and his representation. He's the image and representation of who God is. And he continues to uplift and maintain the universe by his powerful word. And after cleansing of sins with his precious blood, he's seated at the right hand of God.
第四个讲到救赎。
And fourthly, refers to redemption.
他说，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下来了。
He offered one sacrifice and he sat down at the right hand of God.
第五个讲到主权。
And fifthly, it refers to sovereignty.
他说，耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边。
It says that Jesus entered heaven and he is seated at the right hand of God.
他说众天使跟有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
And all heavenly hosts and those with power would submit themselves to Jesus Christ.
那顺便一提到在诗篇110篇第一节大卫受圣灵感动说到耶和华对耶稣说。
By passing, let me go back to Psalm 110, verse 1. The psalmist was moved by the Holy Spirit, it says, the Lord says, my Lord is seated.
或者你坐在我右边等我势力做你的脚凳。
Seated at my right hand and wait for your enemies to be your footstool.
之后在第四节还有接着这么讲。
And he says, he repeats himself again in verse 4 of Psalm 110.
他说耶和华岂的事绝不后悔说你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远做祭司。
Lord Jehovah will never regret his oath that you shall be my priest in the order of Melchizedek forever.
那这个就让人思想到希伯来书作者所注重的信息是什么
？And that sets our focus on the book of the Hebrews. What is the authorial intent?
就是基督成为我们的大祭司。
That Jesus Christ be our high priest.
他是已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
He's been raised to the heavenly to the heaven.
所以他在那边永远活着为我们代求。
Where he will live forever and intercede for us forever.
然后到第二章我们就读到。
When we come to chapter 2 of the book of Hebrews,
有一天基督要再来带领我们进到荣耀里面去。
And one day he's going to come back again and take us into glory.
这个是何等的恩典啊。
How much of a grace is that?
所以弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的知道基督要再来
If we truly are assured of his second coming,
我们怎么还有兴趣去追求那个世上短暂的东西呢
Where would our interest in this world, a temporary world, come?
我们的新生命既然跟基督有如此紧密的联系
If our new life is so connected with the love of Jesus,
那我们的心思意念怎么会定睛在短暂的事物上面呢
？How come we would focus on things that are of a temporary nature?
所以啊，诗人在诗篇73篇他这么讲。
Therefore, Psalmist says in Psalm 73,
他说：“除你以外，在天上我还有谁
？”Apart from you, besides you, who do I have in heaven?
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Apart from you, there is no one on earth that I love.
这个是 我们每一位重生得救的人应该追求的是。
And this is required of those who are born again should seek after.
那为什么一个同基督一同复活的人，不但要寻求天上的事，还要思念地上的事呢？这边有三个原因。
Why then, if someone who has been saved and raised should be setting his mind on things above, still get bogged down with things below?
保罗说，因为你们已经死了，这是过去的经历。
Yeah, look at it, there are three reasons that Paul is saying that. Number one is, for you have died already.
因着与基督的联合。
And because of union with Christ,
并且他被钉在十字架上的时候
，and even to the extent that when he was crucified on the cross，
我们那个来自亚当会犯罪的生命也已经被钉死了。
And the life that we had that we had received from the from Adam, our life was crucified with him as well。
这就是保罗为什么在加拉太书第二章二十节说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And that's why Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me for me.
你会说，哎，等一等，等一等。
You would say, well, wait a minute.
你说两千多年前耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，我根本还没有出生，我怎么可能跟他同钉在十字架上呢？
I was not even born. This happened more than 2,000 years ago. How would I be able to be with him?
哎，我不晓得你们有没有这种疑问过。
I'm not sure if you know questions like that would be raised up in your mind.
请问
，Let me ask，
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross，
有两个强盗同时被钉在十字架上，一个在左，一个在右。
And there were also two robbers crucified with him, one on the left, one on the right.
但你从来没有怀疑过这个事。
Have you ever doubted this fact？
为什么
？Why is that？
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们这件事。
Because scriptures tell us very clearly about this event.
圣经也同时清清楚楚地告诉记载保罗说过说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Also, it is also clear in the scripture that Paul is saying that he has been crucified.
那你为什么就疑惑这句话呢？
Why do you doubt this particular verse?
其实啊，我们和基督同钉十字架，比那个两位强盗钉十字架更为真切。
As a matter of fact, it is more real, so to speak, that we were crucified with Christ than the two robbers who were similarly crucified.
因为他们是被钉在不同的十字架上。
Because they were nailed on different crosses.
而我们是跟基督一同被钉在同一个十字架上。
Whereas we were crucified on the same cross that our Lord Jesus was.
因为当耶稣被钉死的时候，你也被包括在他里面。
When Jesus was crucified, his crucifixion included you.
这不是根据你的感觉。
Has nothing to do with how you feel about it.
这是根据圣经所记载神所启示的话。
This is recorded in the scripture which have been revealed by God.
基督在十字架上被钉死是个事实。
Jesus' crucifixion on the cross is a fact.
那两个强盗被钉在十字架上也是一个事实。
And the crucifixion of the two robbers on, both, on either side of him is also a fact.
而你我被钉在十字架上也是个事实。
And the crucifixion of you and me is also a fact.
那个连你自己都讨厌的己跟那个老我已经在十字架上与基督同时被钉死了。
Think about it, even your own old self that you despise was already crucified with Christ on the cross.
所以保罗说现在活着的不再是你，乃是基督在你里面活着。
And that's why Paul can say, it is no longer I that live, but Christ Jesus lives in me.
这么讲你们懂不懂啊？
And if I talk about it this way, do you understand?
所以信主以前我们不依靠基督了。
Well, before we were converted, we were independent of Christ.
我们靠自己的肉体情欲那种作风其实已经死了。
We trusted in ourselves, and that becomes history when we believe.
今后不再用那种方式来生活。
We no longer will live in accordance with that pattern of life.
也就是说我们脱离了与世俗与肉体情欲跟罪有关的一切关系。
We are forever severed, set apart, separated from all that has to do with the flesh.
所以我们真要感谢神啊，把使徒保罗写在圣经里面。
We really need to be grateful, to the Lord for Paul to have written all this.
保罗在加拉太书五章二十四节说，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
In Galatians 5:24, this is what Paul says. Now those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
所以失恋地上的事的第一个原因是我们已经死了。
And therefore, the first reason is we are dying, and so we don't think about.
第二个原因是里面的生命基督一同藏在神里面。
The second reason is that we are hidden, with Christ in God.
这是现在的经历。
This is our current situation.
那哥罗西书三章三节的翻译和合本是说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命基督一同藏在神里面。
This is what we have in a way of a translation of Colossians 3:3, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
其实啊。三章三节原文除了开头有因为这两个字之外。
As a matter of fact, in the original Greek manuscript, the first, there is a word, a connected word, and.
在第二句话开头的时候有兼且开这个字，就是更因为的意思。
And in the second verse, we have more explicit,a situation with a connected word, which is kai.
他的意思是说，我们应当寻求天上的事，并且思念天上的事，不单是因为我们已经死了，更因为我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
It points toward more of an emphasis that not only that we have been raised, and then we have to set our minds on things above, even more so that we have been hidden. We are hidden with Christ in God.
那这个讲到我们属灵生命的两方面。
And that refers to two aspects of our spiritual life.
因着基督，我们与基督生命的联合。
Because of the union of life, our union of life with Christ,
并且他被钉死在十字架上的时候，我们那个来自亚当会犯罪的生命也已经被钉死了。
And when he crucified on a cross, we were crucified as well, along with the old self that we had received from Adam.
同时，因着我们的信心，我们得到那个新的生命，是与基督一同藏在神里面。
And also because of our faith that we have received after that, our life, we have been hidden with Christ in God.
与基督一同藏在神里面是一句不太容易解释的话。
This is rather hard to explain.
那有些学者认为呢，当时的异教徒把人的死跟人的埋葬说成是藏在地里面。
Because in the pagan world, their explanation was at the time to die and be buried, they used the word hidden.
所以我们信真神的人是藏在神里面。
But those of a true faith in God for us, we are hidden in God.
那有些学者认为呢，当时的异端非常注重藏这个字。
Some scholars are saying that at a time the pagans really set a great store by the word hidden.
比如说当时的诺斯底派。
I'll give you an example from this, the sect of Gnostics.
他们认为啊，神的智慧是藏在他们的经书之中啊，经典之中。
With a belief that the knowledge, the wisdom and knowledge of God was hidden in their so-called scripture.
所以他们说保罗在哥罗西书也用藏这个字。
And, in the book of Colossians, this is the word Paul used.
那哥罗西书三章三节这个藏啊，跟前面二章三节的藏字原文是不一样的字。
There is a difference, however, and we have a different Greek word in Colossians 3:3 versus chapter 2:3.
在第二章说，神所积蓄的一切智慧。和知识都藏在它里面。
And back to chapter 2 of the book of Colossians, Paul is saying all of the wisdom and knowledge of God is hidden in Christ.
那个藏字是一种蓄意的藏。
And that refers to sort of intentional concealing.
但是第三章用的藏字有非常非常深奥深刻的意思。
However, in chapter 3, with the use of the same in Chinese, hidden, has a deeper meaning to it.
你一定是把很宝贝、很贵重的东西藏起来，对不对？
This is a common experience where we would tend to treasure what we have, and we are going to hide our treasure.
记不记得在马太福音十三章？
Remember what?Jesus says,
讲到天国比喻的时候
and when he is teaching a parable of the kingdom of heaven,
说宝贝的东西值得我们藏起来
he is saying that we treasure what we have, we will tend to bury them.
藏也有保护的意思、啊、
And to hide also carries the connotation of protection.
在诗篇27篇说因为我遭遇患难他必暗暗地保守我在他的亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
In Psalm 27, when I was in trouble, he would hide me in, under the wings of his tent.
那这边用的藏字有暂时不显露的意思。
The word hide in this sense has the connotation ofKeeping it under cover, not revealing it for the time being.
那我们基督徒的生命呢？真实的情形有时候就像基督的荣耀一样，还没有显露出来。
So what about our real life as a Christian believer? That means in this context that our glory has not been fully revealed.
所以世人不了解为什么你们基督徒的生活如此的严谨。
That's how the man of the world would not be able to understand why do we live a seemingly restricted life.
那就像使徒约翰曾经这么讲过。
Very much just like Apostle John, what he says.
他说：“你看，父给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，也我们也真是他的儿女。世人所不认识我们，是因为未曾认识神，就是他自己。”
Let me just paraphrase. Well, what a great blessing that we have, that we are children of God, and the world does not know that, but we know we are children of God.
那从表面上看起来啊，基督徒的外在的生命可能跟世人的生命没有什么不同。
On the surface, on the outside, we're no different as Christians. We're no different from anybody else in the world.
因为他属灵的生命你看不见藏起来的。
Because his, the side of his spiritual life is hidden, is unseen.
但是他心里面知道他里面生命的一个实质。
But a believer knows, the essence of his life, what is within.
其实啊他应该是按照里面真实的生活能够来活出来。
As a matter of fact, he will be able to, the believer is able toLive out his life in accordance with what he has within.
其实我们生命藏在神里面，这是一个属灵的原则。
This is rather a spiritual principle that we are hidden with Christ in God.
但不是指我们的生命与基督生命在神里面混合在一起。
That does not mean, however, there is sort of a mixing of the two lives, ours with Christ.
以至于我们失去个别的存在。
And to the extent of a loss of our individual existence.
因为在初期的教会时代就有人有这种看法。
That view actually was prevalent in the apostolic age.
那这个不是圣经的教导。
That is certainly not a teaching from the scripture.
因为在下一节三章第四节讲到说，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Because in the following verse in Colossians 3:4, Paul says that you will appear in his glory.
那里用的动词显现是一个多数字。
The verb in that verse is used in the plural sense, and that's in verse 4, meaning the word appear.
意思就是说，将来基督末后显现的时候，信徒要一个一个的显现，不是混为一体。
It's important to note the plural form, meaning that when Jesus appears again, all of the believers individually, one by one,would appear with him in glory.
哎呦，我这么越讲，你们是不是觉得越糊涂了？
Well, the more I talk about it, the more probably I'm getting all of you confused, more confused.
其实啊，简单一点讲啊。
Well, put it simply,
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，是指我们属灵的生命跟神的生命是联合在一起。
To be hidden with Christ in God, really, he's talking about our spiritual life in union with God's life.
就像使徒约翰在约翰福音十七章这么说。
Just as Apostle Paul says in the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
他说：“正如你就是父在我里面，我在你那里，使他们也在我们里面。”
Just as the life of Father is in me, I in the Father, and they are in us.
他们就是指所有的信徒。
They refers to all believers.
所以我们既然有一个如此超越的生命，我们怎么能够再去思念这个地上那些短暂的事物？
If we have a sort of a life of a transcending life of transcendence, how can we?Dwell on things below.
而不去追求那个天上永恒的事。
And not seeking after things in heavenly realms.
那不是本末倒置了吗？
Well, isn't it just like putting the car before the horse?
最后保罗说，我们追求跟思念天上的事，第三个理由是在第四节。
In verse 4, we have the third reason Paul.Is talking about why we should be setting our minds on things above.
他说：“基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。”
This is what he says: When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
这个是将来的盼望。
And this refers to our future hope.
基督是我们的生命，将来与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Jesus is our life, and with him will appear in the future.
注意哦，基督是这三个字一直是哥罗西书的主题。
The phrase Christ is remains the focus of the book of Colossians.
从神性上来讲，基督是那个不能看见之神的像。
From the perspective of God, he is theImage of God.
从创造来讲，基督是首先的，在一切被造之先。
In terms of creation, he is the first and foremost before and over all creation.
从教会来讲，基督是头。
From the perspective of the church, Christ is the head.
是教会全体之首。
and his head over all.
从救赎来讲，基督是从死里首先复生的。
From the perspective of redemption, he's the first to be raised.
从神永恒的计划来讲，基督是神的奥秘。
From the perspective of God's eternal plans, and Christ is the mystery.
从神的国度来讲，基督是各样执政掌权者的元首。
From the kingdom's perspective, Christ remains the ruler over all power and authority.
从神救恩的启示来讲，基督是旧约预表的实体。
From the perspective of salvation plans, Jesus Christ is the entity revealed.
刚刚那些基督是都在哥罗西书一章到二章里面。
All of this with the phrase Christ is embedded in all of the verses that we've been talking about. Those verses appear in chapters 1 and 2 of the book of Colossians.
最后对我们基督徒来讲，
As for us Christian believers,
基督就是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
所以弟兄姐妹们啊，
Brothers and sisters,
我们现有属灵的生命是从基督来的。
Well, we have vis-à-vis our spiritual life, but that is from our Christ.
就像约翰在约翰一书第五章这么讲。
Just like what John says in First John.
他说神赐给我们永生。
The Lord has blessed us with eternal life.
这个永生是在他的儿子里面。
And that eternal life is in His Son.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He who has life of the Son shall have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who does not have the life of the Son does not have life.
生命是我们存在的一个价值。
Life is the very value for our existence.
没有生命就没有存在。
Without life, there is no existence.
那我们现有属灵的生命是从基督而来的。
What we have, that is our spiritual life, that comes from Christ.
他就是我们的生命。
He remains our life.
那这是为什么保罗他说。
This is why Paul says.
保罗说我活着就是基督。
This is what Paul says, to live is Christ. For me, to live is Christ.
所以保罗在这边就说了基督是我们的生命。
And that's why Paul says,Christ is our life.
他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When he appears, we'll appear with him in glory.
所以保罗说，我们应当思念天上的事。
And that's why Paul is keeps saying that we need to set our minds on things above.
不单是因为我们与基督一同复活。
Not only that we were raised with Christ.
一同坐在天上。
And seated.In the heavenly realms.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Our lives are hidden with Christ in God.
更因为是当基督再来的时候，他显现的时候，我们要他一同显现在荣耀里。
Even more so when he comes again, that when he appears, we'll appear with him in glory.
一同显现在荣耀里，是有一天当基督再来的时候，我们都要干嘛？都要复活了。
To appear with him in glory upon his second coming, what are we going to be? To be resurrected.
哎，如果那时候你已经不在人世，你怎么复活？
Well, you may say that you know I won't be around at that time. What about this resurrection?
我们实在感谢保罗，他这样告诉我们。
We have a lot to thank for because of Paul.
他说：“基督要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能，叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。”
And this is what he confirms. He will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself.
所以我们信仰信耶稣基督的时候，我们的灵魂得赎了。
When we believed in Jesus Christ, our soul had been redeemed.
将来主再回来的时候，我们的身体必定要复活。
at the time of our Lord's second coming, our body will experience resurrection.
就是我们的身体将会得赎。
And our body will be redeemed.
我们会得到一个全新的身体。
Thereby receiving a whole new, a brand new body.
与我们的灵魂合并成为一个灵体。
Combined with the spirit, becoming a spiritual body.
那个是何等荣耀的事啊！
How glorious that might be.
那个真的是我们在一章二十七节讲的我们荣耀的盼望。
Isn't that our glorious hope? That Paul talks about in chapter 1:20.
一同显现在荣耀里，有一个更深一层的意思。
To be revealed in glory with them carries a deeper connotation.
就是有一天我们要与基督一同作王。
That one day we'll reign with him as king.
呀，还在感谢保罗。
And we still.
保罗说：“我们若忍忍耐，也必和他一同作王。”
And this is what he says: if we endure, we'll also reign with him.
一直到启示录第十九章。
All the way through to chapter 19 of the book of Revelation.
约翰说：“我们的主是万主之主，万王之王。”
And John says, "Our Lord is the Lord of all lords and King of all kings."
一直到快要结尾的时候，他这么讲。
Until almost near the end of the book of Revelation, this is what he says.
他说：“那个时候不再有黑夜，也不再用灯光了，日光，因为神主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。”
And this is what Apostle Paul records: night will no longer exist, and people will not need lamplight or sunlight, because the Lord God will give them light, and it will reign forever and ever.
到那一天，神的荣耀要完全的彰显出来。
On that day, there's going to be a full display of the glory of God.
全地甚至整个宇宙将充满神的荣耀。
The whole earth, the whole universe will be filled with the glory of God.
而记得我们将在神的荣耀中也有份。
And we will share in the Shekinah glory, with God.
而且啊，跟他一同作王到永永远远。
And also, think about it, we are going to reign with him forever and ever.
哎呀，我不知道你们主这边，你们会不会是哈利路亚
？Well, I don't know whether you will burst out with hallelujah.
愿赞美荣耀归于我们的神。
All praise and worship be given to our God.
所以不要小看你是一基督徒啊。
How do not look at it slightly at the name of Christian.
这是一个相当相当荣耀的身份呢、啊。
This is a rather very extremely glorious identity.
有一天，我们所有的人在永恒里面跟耶稣基督一同作王啊。
In the eternal state, someday we'll be kings with Christ.
好了，我们总结一下。
Let me sum up.
保罗在哥罗西书三章一到二节这么说。
This is what Paul says in Colossians 3:3.
他说：“你们既然与基督一同复活，就应当寻求天上的事。”
If you are raised with Christ, set your minds on things above.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Where Christ is, he is seated at the right hand of God.
他说：“你们要思念，是的，是天上的事，不是地上的事。”
Set your minds on things above, not on things below.
刚才讲这种人生观有三个原因。
There are three reasons for this value system of life.
刚刚若你们睡着了没关系啊，这个要记得啊。
If you went into a slumber just now, now I'll repeat.
第一个，因为你们已经死了。
Number one is because you were dead.
这是过去的经历。
And that refers to your past experience.
就是我们那个来自亚当。会犯罪的己跟老我已经和基督耶稣同时被钉死在十字架上。
That means that the old self, we all received from Adam, which was prone to sinning, and sins now is crucified and dead with Christ.
第二个，更因为你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
And secondly, and rather because of your life, which now has been hidden.With Christ in God.
这是现在的情况、啊、
And this refers to our current condition.
我们属灵的生命是与耶稣基督联合在一起。
Our spiritual life, rather, is in union with Christ.
第三个讲，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里，这是将来的盼望。
And thirdly, we have the future hope, which is in this verse, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
当基督再来的时候
，When he comes again,
我们的身体会复活。
We'll experience bodily resurrection.
会成为一个灵体。
We'll become a spiritual body.
与基督在一起，一同作王到永永远远。
And we'll reign with Christ as kings forever and ever.
哎呀，我相信这段经文呢不太好讲。
I really believe that this is a hard scripture passage.
你们听的也是可能是懵懵懂懂啊。
You may feel the same way on the receiving end.
但是我们想一想哦。
But let's just dwell on it.
一个与基督一同被钉死，一同埋葬，一同复活，与基督的生命一同藏在水里面的人。
Think about one who experienced death, burial, and resurrection with Christ.
有这么大将来荣耀的福分的人。
Entrusted with such a great glory.
我们还会再思念地上这些暂时的事物吗？
You think we'll remain, you know, thinking, keep thinking about things below?
按照道理，他应该是追求天上的事，思念天上的事。
Logic dictates that this person will be thinking about things above.
现在是末世了。
This time is at the end of the age. This is our time.
一个盼望跟基督一同显现在荣耀里的人。
If one who desires to be revealed with Christ,
就是耶稣再来时候有荣耀盼望的人。
Is the one with a glorious hope upon.The second coming of Christ.
我们应该怎么做？
What do we have to do?
在马可福音十三章这么讲。
In Mark 13, this is what we have.
他说：“你们要小心，要警醒。
Be on guard and be alert.
因为你们不知道那个日期什么时候来到。
Because you do not know when the hour will come.
但是我们要常常思念上面的事。”
But we have to constantly think about the things above.
我们可以警醒祷告。
We can remain watchful and be alert in terms of praying.
千万不要打盹啊。
Don't go into a slumber.
谨守我们的心。
Keep guard our hearts.
把神的话丰丰富藏在我们心里面。
And keep in an abandoned manner the word of God.
要像那个聪明的童女。
So be like the wise virgin.
我们预备油在灯里面。
With a well-prepared oil of lamp oil.
我们可以迎接新郎的来到。
And we'll be ready to welcome the bride when he comes. Let's pray.
父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Father God, we are grateful to you.
你把你奥秘的旨意借使徒保罗告诉我们。
You have revealed things of mystery.Through God, Paul.
我们是一群有盼望的人。
We are people of hope.
让我们思念天上的事。
And that we continue to set our minds on things above.
因为那里有你坐在父神的右边。
And where Christ is seated at the right hand of our Father God.
有一天你会再来带我们进到荣耀里面。
One day you come again and bring us into glory.
为这样的恩典。我们感谢你。
For this great blessing, we give thanks to you.
祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.